Hey everyone. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This is Share the Result with Zoe in India.
All right.
Let's I hope get everyone can hear us.
This is our first time, so please cut us some slack. All right, so should we give a rundown?
Why am I like hyperventilating? Let's just get down to the dirty.
Well, should we talk about like what this podcast is gonna be?
Oh yeah. It's kind of just like everything.
Yeah.
Like
We're gonna banter.
You're gonna get some good bant.
You're gonna hear some laughs.
Some chats.
Maybe some cries.
You know, I'm emotional.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm emotional.
If you really want to. So, today we have been prepared a presentation
by our great friend,
Matt Diaz. So, yeah.
He's giving us some...
Let's let this truth be told.
Amen.
All right, so. Awesome.
Let's start it off.
Okay, so our first topic.
These headphones are throwing me off. Really?
Okay. Milk. Got milk.
Milk. Zoe likes to drink her milk.
Yeah, and I have strong bones for that.
You do have strong bones for that, but, like, when I was younger, like 5 or 10 and below, you would have milk with dinner. Like, I would drink milk with dinner. And I would drink milk in the cafeteria, like the cartons of milk, the chocolate milk, Trumu.
Can they hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Trumu. You know, there was also just a TikTok about Trumu that came out.
Was
it? Yeah, like the guy flipped over the Trumu carton and it just like was jelly.
Oh.
So, I guess that explains stuff. I don't know.
What does that explain? Tell me
why I've turned out the way I have. I don't know.
Fair point.
Maybe I'm just full of jelly.
Yeah.
But
so I'm definitely.
But when do you stop drinking milk?
You know, I don't think you have to. I don't think this.
Why
is
that?
To stop. Because it's yummy. That's like asking why do you have to stop eating cake? When do you have to stop eating cake?
Yeah.
Give me an answer to that.
I don't know, man. Like,
thank you.
Like, my sister used to drink so much milk that my dad joked about having, like, a cow in our backyard. But, like, then you just become an age where it's just, like, not socially acceptable anymore.
Yeah, but here's what I'm doing. I'm going against societal norms because I enjoy what I do. So why am I going to change myself and my likes and my needs for society?
You don't feel any embarrassment, like, when people see you getting a carton of milk?
No, you know why?
Well, you should.
I actually feel sad for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they're not getting the correct calcium that they need, first of all.
Okay.
I've been told that I have stellar calcium levels. So.
Close one. It's okay.
Yeah.
Would you ever be seen drinking oat milk?
I've drank it. Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Really? Because yesterday I was getting some hate.
It's not...
Some hate.
No. Yeah. I didn't put any hate towards you. I said that it is...
My identity.
It is so not surprising that you drink oat milk.
That's true.
Just like the fact that you bruise easily.
That's true.
I'm not surprised. And you know why I bet you bruise easily?
Milk!
Milk.
It all comes back to milk.
It all comes back to milk.
Were you one of those kids that when you drove by, like, a cow pasture... You would, like, stop the car and moo? I was.
I think we should have, like, a running list of things that I'm not surprised about you. And then maybe we can read them out loud at the end. Yeah.
Yo, that'd actually be interesting.
Yeah. New ideas.
Let's look at our next question.
Yeah.
Yogurt. Interesting. Like, you had yogurt after dinner today.
Yeah. I like yogurt.
The strawberry yogurt.
Strawberry yogurt's
good. That looked a little...
Have you had it?
Yeah.
I think it's yummy.
Okay.
Thanks for accepting me as who I am.
Of course.
Yeah, I think our dear friend, you know, added a point, like, who likes plain old yogurt?
Mm-hmm. I do. I like Greek yogurt.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, on its own? But when you put, like, yummy add-ins,
like, okay, vibes. Fair. Like, honey.
Yeah.
Granola.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream, everyone.
Berries and cream.
But, like, who seeks out yogurt?
Yeah. No, I'm
not. Oh, gonna- the new... Everyone, what everyone eats these days, coconut yogurt.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. It's like a new trend. I love it. Oh, I have it in my fridge in my dorm. I love it. It's good. It's just like...
Does it taste like coconut?
Yeah.
Oh, fascinating.
And it's like this new... Just like oat milk. It's like the new trend that...
Yeah.
Everyone just... All the trendy vegans.
So, here's my thing. Now, just moments ago...
Mm-hmm.
You talked about your fondness of cows.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're just shooing them away.
Like, I gotta, I mean, they're beautiful.
Mm.
They're beautiful animals.
Mm. We should be cows for Halloween.
Yo.
Yo. Oh.
Anyways. Shout out Zoe Gordon.
Quick, another. Shout out Zoe Gordon.
We are crayons. We are Oompa Loompa.
Yeah. Any Halloween costume ideas, send them our way.
Yeah. We will not be giving you our phone numbers to all of our two listeners.
Hey, my sister's on here. Hey, Ella. Isn't your family on here?
Probably. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, guys.
I'm just gonna apologize. Okay.
Yeah, sure. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Horse girls! We have a fellow horse girl in our presence. Zoe Meyer. Isn't a question. And yeah. She has a show this weekend.
I do.
So, like, go through... Tell us, like, what happens in a horse show.
Oh,
like,
that is so much.
No, but you come out on the horse.
Yeah.
And you walk around. And you just have to be a bad baddie.
A bad baddie. That's actually what the judge judges you on.
Okay.
He's just
out of 10.
It just says bad baddie question mark.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes or
know.
No.
Yeah. Yes okay. or no. No. You go in.
Mm-hmm.
Jump a few jumps.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever fallen off?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. I actually broke my back. No, I'm kidding.
Zoe Meyer has broken her back by her horse. Ow.
Yeah. So, another thing that I'm not ashamed of, you know? Mm-hmm. Brings me joy. Just like your coconut milk yogurt.
There you go.
Yeah.
Have you ever won?
Yeah.
How many times?
I don't know. I don't keep track. I'm just that good.
Oh.
Yeah. The Olympics actually asked me if I wanted to go, but I turned them down.
Is that a sport in the Olympics?
Yeah.
Interesting. There are some weird sports in the Olympics.
Are you saying riding's weird?
No.
Yeah,
moving on.
There are some. Curling?
Oh, yeah.
Should be curlers for Halloween.
No! How do you even dress up as a curler? I feel like you wear a tracksuit.
Just bring around mops. Like,
oh, that's cute.
A tracksuit.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. We're so distracted
sorry.
Halloween is just...
It's on our
around
minds,
the corner, and...
It's a big topic.
We're struggling.
Right now, we are.
Like, I feel like we could talk about Halloween, because... It's everyone just wants to be different with their costume. Like, I personally wanted to have, like, be a punny, funny costume. And then, like, you take it off. And then all of a sudden, you're just, like, this whole other, like, sexy person.
Yeah.
But it's, like...
You're always sexy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
But it's, like, there's kind of just... There's a point when everyone's just one and the same.
Yeah.
Like, the crayon outfit.
Yeah.
You know? Like, that was a trend. There was also a trend for the puns. People were being punny.
Yeah.
And now I feel like the trend right now is, you know, Elle in Legally Blonde?
Yeah.
Like her, like the bunny one. Like that's what's the trend. Or also fairies. But it's like as soon as you see that trend on TikTok, you don't want to be it.
Yeah.
Or you're just, you cave into the basicness of it and are.
Yeah. Basic B.
It's just, like, so much back and forth. Like, what are we gonna be?
Exactly. So, yeah, we're having a problem with that.
Like, Oompa Loompa?
Oompa Loompa. Yeah, we're thinking about being... We want to be the like Willy Wonka themed, but our friends are not okay with it.
Right. We got some backlash.
Zoe, your words hurt.
And then, yeah, so I think we're having trouble with that.
I feel like it's always, like, I start looking for costumes, like, a month in advance, mm-hmm. and then it just always comes down to the week before, right on and the then nose. I just have to cave into the basic black cat, and then...
Right on the nose.
But it's like, we are freshmen.
Yeah.
We need to make our statement.
Yeah.
We need to be crayons. Sexy yes, crayons.
Sexy crayons. I like our sumo wrestler, if we have to.
Okay. I had this great idea. In my fat suit, right? You have a cute outfit underneath. You cover it up with a fat suit because it's cold as heck out there.
Yeah.
Right? I cannot be showing all the professors at Lafayette all I have to offer.
Fair.
That's just my Greek mythology teacher is just going to be...
She wouldn't like that?
He, no. He.
He
no.
would. Sorry.
I know. But I feel like then you keep... Have the fat suit on, take it off, and you're ready. But, like... And you just deal with the judgment. Or those outfits. You know the outfits where, like, it looks like someone's attacking you?
Yes.
Yo. That would go so hard.
I think we should do, like, a two-person costume.
Like a horse?
Yes!
Hmm.
Yeah, right? Like...
That'd be hard to...
Like, walking through a...
Yeah.
A party. I think, you know, it'd be hard, but I think angel wings would be hard too. Is what I'm saying.
That's true. I think there are so many icons. Like, we were looking at Kendall Jenner, right? And like how she has just these most absurd costumes. Mm. And it's like all I want to be is look like that. Mm. But like, there's just no chance. Like I can't look like the beautiful angel she was.
You're beautiful too.
Thank you.
Yeah. Don't mean to be hitting on you.
Oh. Oh. It's okay.
But, yeah.
Oh, it's just so controversial. It's also, like, when do you stop trick-or-treating? Yo! No. I'm actually going.
I'm really mad about that, you know? Me too. It's because I keep going, but then I got weird looks. Like, just give me your candy.
And also, in the city, in New York City, everyone sits on the...
Should we say where we're from? I guess everyone that's listening knows where we're from, but...
My beautiful girl. Where are you from?
Okay, I'm from Bethesda, Maryland.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, you go.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Cool cat, cool kid.
But what I was going to say is, in the city, everyone sits at the top of their stoops, like, with their bowls of candy. So then you have, like, these three-year-olds, and, like, they're adorable-ass costumes, like, going up the stoop, and they could just fall and bite the dust.
Yeah.
Like, how sad? Halloween's scary. It's dangerous.
We need to go to a haunted house.
Yes. In Eastern Pennsylvania?
In Eastern Pennsylvania. We can just walk outside. Just kidding, guys. Easton's beautiful. I love it. Crayola Factory! We can get a costume from the Crayola Factory!
We would literally get sponsored.
Dude.
We'd just be like... We know you need some more visitors. Just put us in your window.
Exactly.
And you're in a little one piece.
Take some pictures of us.
Yeah. Kids running in.
Yeah.
The little babies. Oh.
Yeah.
Exactly. Bro.
So anyways, yeah, trick-or-treating. I'm upset about that.
Me too.
And, you know, I think that could go along with many holidays.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Like Easter egg hunting. All the little kids do it. No. But I love Easter egg hunting.
And also, like, my friends at a certain point, and, like, when you went on your Easter egg hunt, their parents would, like, fill baskets with money and stuff. But it's, like, that's just not the point of it anymore.
Yeah.
You know?
Seriously.
But I was one of those kids that was, like, put money in my basket.
Yeah.
But also...
Yeah.
But also don't.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Do as you please, parents.
Yeah. Like, Christmas, too.
I feel like it gets disappointing, like, more and more disappointing every year, because you're not as excited.
Exactly.
Like, you wake up. I used to wake up at, like, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, there's my stocking, like, let me just go through, predict what I got, like, look at the Christmas tree, take some pics, and now it's just, like, let me just eat some fattening food. And
exactly.
get like, some nice
don't
stuff.
Get me wrong.
Yeah.
I love the presents.
Same.
But it was like, I still get goosebumps thinking about when I was like 5 years old.
And you believed in Santa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You mean Santa isn't real?
No.
Anyways.
Totally.
So.
Totally. Yeah.
But the excitement. And I think that goes along with like childhood imagination.
Right.
I think that's why people are like, oh, adulthood sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because you have responsibilities, but you also don't have as much as an imagination.
Right. Like, I don't know. Do you just straight up tell your kids Santa isn't real? Or you play into it?
Well, how did you find out?
Like, on Christmas Eve, my parents would, or one of my relatives would dress up in a Santa suit and come to my...
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, and would come up to my top of my stoop and would give us one present on Christmas Eve. And I would get to talk to Santa. I'd tell him my hopes and dreams, my nightmares, as one does.
Yeah.
And then...
Therapy one, Santa?
Exactly, bruh. And then one year, my older cousin, who's English, dressed up. And it was just so obvious. I was like, guys, joke's over.
Yeah.
Woke up the next morning. Still happy to have presents. Just a little part different. Of me was broken.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. I think it's...
I don't know. I love the decorations.
Love it. I love Christmas time.
I love it.
I love Christmas time.
Joking Are you wrong. Christian?
Yeah.
Why did I think you were Jewish?
People say that about me a lot.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Hmm. Moving on.
So, I don't think we can answer that question.
How being a horse girl makes you a better top? Yeah, on period. Oh, Zoe Meyer, everyone. Remember that name. Hit her up on the Instagram.
No.
She's a good top.
Yo.
Sorry, bye.
So should we move on?
Yeah, let's talk about college.
Okay, college. Did it meet your expectations?
Like, okay, so I always thought I was going to go to a big school. Like, by the end of high school, I was like, I'm going to end up at a huge state school. Because I just went to a small school, and I was like, I want a different scene. I want to meet a lot of people. And I ended up here, and I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I think it's what I know. Like, the small student body is what I know. Like, you see people you know. And I feel like also it's early stages for us.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, we're still getting into our swing of things, hence this being the sixth possible week you could do your radio show. But it is just... And our first.
I'm not Dean, guys. I'm Zoe.
Yeah.
So.
Psych.
We're going to fix that.
Yeah.
I know. Sorry if I let you down.
I know. Your voice. It kind of was a giveaway, but, you know.
Yeah. Who knows? Yeah. I think that's interesting that you always thought you were going to go to a state school.
I know.
I always knew I was going to go to a small school.
Yeah. Did you go to a small school before?
Yeah, pretty small.
Yeah. How are you liking college?
I love college.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we were talking about this earlier. Like, we were lucky to find our little group.
Yeah. Because I think the big thing is, like, your freshman year, everything's just so not permanent. Yeah. Like, you don't know if these friends are going to last. Like, everyone tells you that your freshman year friends aren't going to be your friends.
Yeah.
So you go in with this mentality of, like, I'm not going to be friends with you next year.
Yeah.
So, like, why give into this friendship? Like, give it all I have.
Yeah.
But we have found ourselves some goofy, little doofy girls.
We have. And as I said last night, you're stuck with me for the rest of your life.
Right. Bridesmaid?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Maid of honor?
It's a little too fast. Yeah. So I think we were lucky for that. But yeah, there are lots of things that I like about here.
Cool. Cool story.
Yeah? Was that good? Did I go in depth there? Yeah, I like the small classes. I think the campus is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Really pretty campus.
Yeah.
Beautiful recording studio.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Sister.
We had a nice friend help us out with setting everything up.
Yeah.
It wasn't awkward. We went along with it.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. Culture. What else does he say? Assimilation or dissimilation. Those are some big words, Matthew.
Yeah.
Assimilation.
We have a problem.
Oh. No. Does it say it on there?
We'll be right back.
Too. 'Cause no one's hurt me more than to all of our
adoring fans.
Fans, we love you all.
Love you on Rose.
The magic spell you cast. This is Lovey and Rose. When you kiss me, heaven sighs, and though I close my eyes, I see Lovey and Rose. When you press me to your heart, and in a world apart, a world where roses bloom. And when you speak, angels sing from above. Everyday void seems to turn into love song. Give your heart and soul to me, and life will always bleed. Lovey and Rose.
Love it? Oh god. Never that.
Alright guys, we're back. I hope you enjoyed our music. Cause we sure did.
Yeah, we were vibing here.
We were.
On to the next topic.
Yeah.
So this is gonna be a little change of pace.
Yeah.
Farting or burping?
Farting or burping.
I don't really have an embarrassing story. I've always told people, I'm just kind of silent and deadly. Like,
oh, wow.
And you know how the game safety?
Yeah.
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 Bro, my family, we went ham. Exactly. We went ham on that. Like, if someone didn't say safety, everyone else in my family was just kind of, like, out and loud.
Yeah.
Like, loud and hard. It's kind of wet, you know. Just let it loose. Let it rip. But, like, we would just start punching. Like, my mom, I'm sorry, Mom. But, like, I just wanted to attack you at that point. Like, no, I'm sorry.
Yeah. I think, no, honestly. Yeah, I don't think I've had an embarrassing story either. I think I'm pretty
I just
kind of
try
like,
and forget. You just want to, like, forget those things.
Forget them.
Yeah. But, like...
Seriously, I was just talking about this. I don't think I've... Like, I don't fart a lot since I've been here.
Really?
Yeah.
And all the beans... You don't eat that many beans, do you?
No, yeah. You're good on the beans.
Yeah. I am...
You live on beans.
Downing beans in the cafeteria. I don't know why. Chickpeas are my new kick.
I love chickpeas. My mom makes really good chickpeas. She puts like...
Ooh.
Yeah, it's really yummy.
Like toasted?
Yeah.
Or like in the oven?
No. She like toasts them and then she uses some spices. They're really yum. They're really yum. Yeah, I don't know. I think...
The next question is very interesting. As a woman, as two women right now, when do we feel comfortable, like, farting or burping around your partner or a group of friends? I think it's very intimate. Like, when you can do that, I feel like you're on the next level. Except, I personally, I don't know. I haven't felt comfortable with people in the past. Like, doing that in front of them or like going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's kind of scary. It's so intimate.
Yeah.
It's so intimate.
You give your full self.
Yeah.
You give your full self. Because that's just, when they see like every side of you.
Right.
You know?
Like how you are on the bathroom.
Exactly.
My last dark side.
Yeah.
The one thing keeping me in mystery.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
I know. Just because I just want to be a mystery forever.
Just a mystery.
I like to walk around this campus. Like, I like to walk around this campus and sometimes be, like, that mysterious, like, girl that, you know, who just, like...
Everyone just...
Not, like, lurks at all. Just, no. Ooh. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Stalking people?
No, just... Maybe? My little black book.
Besides the point.
But, like... I don't know, that just, it keeps you mysterious. Like, well, without showing everyone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think so. Yeah. I think that it's kind of like a, I feel like people don't talk about it a lot.
Yeah.
Unless you're comfortable with them.
Right.
I think that's definitely a...
Are you silent and deadly?
Definitely a truth. Sometimes.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
We'll get into the safety game.
We can, yeah, we can, yeah. That's a good one. What do you do? No.
Hey, yo. What do you... Do you just... Are you a farter and walk away?
Yeah.
I was, like, the kid who was just, like, deny, deny, deny.
Oh.
Like, deny till you die.
Oh.
I'm just, like, guys, like, I'm just gaslighting them so hard. I'm just, like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That whoever smelt it dealt it. Whoever came up with that. Wow.
Except... It got to a point where, like, my sister and I, she just could tell by the smell.
Interesting.
I know.
That's, like, my sister and I.
And, like, my mom.
Honestly.
Because
my mom
you do
too.
It so much in front of, like, someone.
Yeah.
And it's just, like...
You get it.
It's, like, what is this smell?
Yeah.
Oh, India.
Yeah.
Damn.
Smells associated.
Imagine instead of a ringtone, you just had, like, a smell.
Okay, I was thinking about that.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wonder if that'll become a thing. Like, do you think technology will advance to that?
Yo. That's scary.
I know.
Zoe has a ringtone, a very special ringtone for our dear friend. I don't know when we'll share that. You know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. It won't work unless she calls you, right?
No, unless anyone calls me.
Oh.
I'm recording.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah, we'll share that. We'll share that. That's a good one.
But
that went off in my class the other day.
Actually?
Actually.
What happened?
I think my phone was in my back pocket, and I just reached so...
Yo, I would get so, quick. So scared. It's kind of like... This is so unrelated, but you know, living with a roommate, when you set an alarm, and your alarm goes off, but they're still sleeping...
Yeah.
Like, that just gives me a panic to, like, a new level. Like, I literally...
Jump up and go.
Yeah, and then this morning, I didn't turn it off, like, very quickly, and I felt so bad. I mean...
Did she wake up?
I don't think so. But I just... It's kind of just...
Yeah.
But, I mean, if it was a new hyper type of...
Yeah.
Technological ones, then I would just smell it and wake up and...
Those.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Seriously. Whoever's listening to this, that is copyrighted and patented, so we want to profit. Yeah.
Cool.
So.
Next slide.
Yeah.
Okay. This is interesting.
Mary Fudge Kill.
So, we have Harry Styles.
Yeah.
Shawn Mendes. Classic. And Timothy.
Timothy Chalamet. C.
Timmy C.
All right.
Okay.
You want to go?
Harry Styles. A lot of my friends back home obsessed with Harry Styles. They just went to one of his concerts.
Oh, yeah.
In New York City. And, like, it was so hard for me to see him go off on his own from One Direction.
Yeah.
Like, it is so iconic. One Direction is just so iconic that it's like, am I betraying myself when I just listen to Harry Styles?
Yeah.
But his music's so good.
That's a good point.
But, like, also One Direction. Maybe will they ever come back?
I think if they do, it won't be good. You know what I mean?
Because, like, too much pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah.
I think when bands break up and then they come back together, it's like, okay, I only know you.
Right.
For those songs. And now you're coming back with different songs. And
like the Jonas Brothers.
I was about to say that.
What a band. Did you see Camp Rock?
That was the dumbest question anyone's ever asked me.
I'm so sorry.
Of course I've seen Camp Rock.
I still listen.
This is like, me.
We should play a song, yeah. Oh, okay, let me pull it up. We'll play it in a second. But like, it's kind of like those movies. Or even just the Jonas Brothers. And they did concerts. Did you see the documentary?
No.
Okay, well, they had this documentary basically talking about, like, how Nick, you know, went off to do his thing, shaved his head, became a man and not, like, a worm anymore, because...
Would you still be my friend if I were a worm?
You are a worm.
All right, I'm blocking it.
And it is back to Dean. Yeah, just like that. No, like, he became really buff.
Yeah.
And became, like, this icon, you know, with, what's it called? What's his song? Chains?
Oh,
like, he just became this new brand. Mm. And then Joe, I don't know what he did. He, like, went off with, like, another band or something.
Oh, yeah, Cake by the Ocean.
Yes. Oh, my God, that song.
Wow.
That song. And then who was the last one? That's so tough. Nick?
Nick,
Joe,
Kevin.
Oh, that's a tough name.
That is a tough name, and I think that's why we don't know his name.
Should we know his name? Does he even make music?
I don't think so. I think he's, like, has a family now, which is so boring.
Because he's the oldest.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
And, you know, they have, like, a fourth little Jonas brother.
Oh, my God!
Is it like, Freddie or something?
That's so tough. Like, you know Chris Hemsworth? Like, the Hemsworth brothers? And then they have an older brother?
Yeah.
That just no one knows about. One knows. Like, imagine being that brother.
Seriously.
Like, do you matter?
Do you matter?
It's just so hard.
I think you do. And you know why?
Okay.
Because we're talking about this, and we bring up Freddie and the other brother, and we talk about them, and I think
we bring them attention.
WJRH. WJRH.
We are bringing your fame back
at Lafayette College Radio,
104.9 FM.
You know, so that's where they do matter. They bring a little like
spice,
mystery, and scariness to it. You know,
but it's like also as parents, how can you not have favorites? Like, two of your kids are bringing you this much money and fame. Like, how is the third one not, like, just in the corner drinking milk? Like,
I bet he's cool.
He has good bones.
Yeah.
That's what's keeping him famous.
Exactly.
He's the brother with the good bones.
Yeah. I think, with the favorites, I don't know. I would hope the parents aren't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Snobby, greedy.
I low-key would. I don't know. Like, parents never have favorites, okay? Like, everyone says that.
Yeah.
No one believes it.
No.
Like, every kid thinks that they're your parents' favorite. But, like, will I have favorites? Maybe. Maybe not.
Mm.
But maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe. Like, prettier child favorite? No, okay.
Yeah. I think that'll...
We'll cross that bridge when I get there.
Maybe in, like, 30 years
we can meet back up. In my 10 inches.
We can meet back up.
With my 10 inches. Yeah. Tough. So tough. Okay, so Mary Fudge Kill. We talked about Harry Styles. Shawn Mendes. Okay. As soon as I think of Shawn Mendes now, I think of Camila...
Yeah.
Cabello.
Cabello.
I think that's how you pronounce her name correctly. But he was kind of like this icon as well.
Yeah.
I don't know if he still is. Like,
I don't know. You know, I look at him and I'm like, okay, he's hot.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
and he wears those tank tops.
Yeah. He had a couple good songs, don't get me wrong. But I was never
Stitches.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I was never like, oh my God, Shawn Mendes.
Yeah. And then our last
Timmy C.
Love, Timmy C.
I think he was just a surprise to mankind.
Oh, a blessing. A blessing. Like, that man.
A surprise with confetti.
Yeah.
You know, I think he came out of nowhere. He came out of left field. And
came out of 10 inches.
And he just, he was the home run.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what did he start with? Call Me By Your Name? I need to watch that. I haven't watched that in a really long time.
You haven't watched it?
No, I watched it once, but I watched it with, like, a big group of people.
Oh.
It was not really a
well,
movie.
Call Me By Your Name is low-key canceled now because of Armie Hammer. Like, you know how it was supposed to... What'd you say? Okay. Anyways.
Yeah, I get that. Here's my thing.
Okay.
It's still a great movie.
Of course.
You know,
well, yeah.
I think it's hard to cancel a movie.
No, but I'm saying they canceled the second movie. Like, there was supposed to be a second one, and then they realized he was, like, a vampire. Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
And yeah. Did you see all that stuff that went around?
Well, I saw everything about Armie Hammer, but I didn't know that there was a...
Second movie?
Yeah, second coming out.
But Call Me By Your Name, it was kind of, like, iconic and just changing time.
Yeah.
The time-space continuum.
Exactly.
Basically.
You know?
And now... Like, some of my friends actually have seen Timmy on the street of New York City.
Really?
And it's like, oh, who was he dating? The Depp daughter, sorry, Lily Rose Depp. Did you see the photos of them on the boat?
No.
Oh my God.
Okay, she's pulling them up for me.
Like, it was tough times.
Gross.
Let's show you, and then you'll understand.
Okay.
She was like, fondling him.
Oh.
Okay, whatever.
No. Yeah. And I think, like, Beautiful Boy, did you see that?
No.
You haven't seen that?
No. Have you seen Lady Bird?
It's incredible. I did see Lady Bird.
He was just, like, a little character.
Yeah, he was. Did he start with that?
No.
He started with Call Me By Your Name.
I think so. Did you see... Wait, did you see, Oh, what's the movie? Little Women?
Yes.
That was so good. Oh my God, I would watch that movie.
Yeah.
Again.
We should watch it again.
We should.
We've got a lot of things on our docket.
I know.
A lot of things to do.
A lot of things to discuss. We're kind of just breaking the bridge. Or, that's not the correct term.
Breaking
the water. Anyways...
One of the two. Okay, should we get down to it? Mary Fudge Kill.
Okay.
Do you want me to go first? Do you want me to
go
first?
Yeah, you go first. I'm scared.
Okay. Mary. Timothy.
Okay.
Fudge Harry. Kill Shawn Mendes. Shawn Mendes brings me nothing. He brings me nothing.
Yeah. I would... Yeah. I gotta agree.
Yeah?
I mean, Timmy, like, beautiful babies.
Yeah.
Straight up beautiful. Yeah.
How tall is he, though?
Harry, you have, like, the cool...
Yeah, he's
the
kind
nail
of, he's
polish.
Mysterious.
Except, do we think he is a queerbaiter? Like, a lot of people came out saying that he was.
I think... Now we're getting a little into it.
I know.
With
our 4 minutes left, we're also going to be playing some Camp Rock at the end,
yeah,
so...
Yeah. I think no, and here's why.
Okay.
I think it's back to this whole milk thing. Mm-hmm. It comes first, full circle.
Okay.
Full circle. Be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it, but at the same time, like, isn't he helping to break gender stereotypes?
Yes. Really? I think that's what makes it controversial. Like, he's breaking gender stereotypes.
But when other men
But also, he's, like, not being explicit about... Not that you have to be explicit about...
Isn't
like,
he bi?
Is he? I have no idea. But also, people were accusing Billie Eilish of being a queerbaiter.
Why?
I don't, like, just the way she dresses, like...
Like, this is what my thing. We were talking about this last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, dressing. Matt was right. talking about, like, femininity. Right. And, you know, ideas surrounding fashion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just back to be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I think it's kind of society's problem if they...
Have a problem
are
with
Are relating.
It?
If they're relating these fashions to a certain sexual identification orientation,
yeah,
then I think that's their problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because then they're placing all that on to a group.
Mm-hmm.
When instead it's fashion,
right?
People can wear what they want, you know.
And I mean, he's doing really well.
He is doing really
so
well. Yeah,
I guess we'll end it there.
Yeah.
With we will both marry Timmy.
Yeah.
Fudge Harry. Sean, you're dead to us.
Like, I'm sorry, but I'm also not. All right, so I think this is where we sign off. We're going to play some Camp Rock,
and
we'll see you next week.
Berries and cream.
Berries and cream, blueberry pie. We should tell them the blueberry pie story.
Oh, yeah, next time. That's why you got to listen in next
week. Yes, exactly. We're keeping you on the edge of your chair.
Blueberry pie.
Blueberry pie. Bye, y'all. Love y'all. See y'all later.
Bye, love y'all. Berries and cream.
Peace out. 'Cause the only way